Hello again. I hope this milk and meat podcast finds each of you well. God willing, over the next few days, just with me being laid aside, I'll be posting a few more of these podcasts up on a regular basis. The other day, my mind was prompted to think over this question. Is it possible to rejoice always? Most of us have had those days where we feel rotten for one reason or another. Many will battle day long with depression, anxiety and other issues. And so at such times, things like smiling and laughing and appearing happy, they seem to be the furthest things from our minds. However, then we turn to the Bible and we see as we read this consistent call and this exhortation which is made for us as Christians to be those who rejoice always. Most notably, the Apostle Paul, he writes in Philippians 4, in verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." So my question for today is quite simple. Is it possible to rejoice always? My first and my initial response to this question is this. It's both yes and no. Yes, of course, it is possible to rejoice always. Why? Because the Bible tells us to. At the same time, no, it's not. Now, don't worry. I'm not delusional at this stage of the recording, and things haven't got to my head and causing me to say all manner of strange things. But let me try to explain what I mean by this. The difficulty surrounding this question is determining what we actually mean by rejoicing in the first place. Now, for most people, the word rejoice or something similar to rejoice is immediately connected to emotions, to our feelings, and to an outward expression such as laughter or smiling and things like positivity. And friend, that's where the problem is. Nowhere in the Bible are Christians told to be people who 24 hours a day have a smile on their face, who laugh, and who appear to be problem-free. On the contrary, there is a time for weeping, the Bible says. There is a time for mourning. And there are times when, because of all the weaknesses and the sorrows that we encounter in this life, that it just isn't possible to be upbeat. Remember, it is bad theology. And it is a bad interpretation of the Bible when someone will confuse expressions such as we read in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord, with such things as material or outward or temporary merriment or high spirits. For example, when our Lord Jesus wept over the death of Lazarus, ask yourself the question, did the Lord Jesus fail to rejoice always? Of course, our Saviour was a man who rejoiced always in the Lord. He's the perfect man. But we see a man, the God-man, weeping. And so when the Lord Jesus wept over the sin and the rebellion of Jerusalem as a city, or as we dealt with in church recently, he sunk in the agonies in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we say, Lord, did you miss the memo to rejoice evermore? Clearly not. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, none had sorrows and suffering like his, and yet none knew what it was to rejoice like him. In Luke 10:21, we read, by way of example, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father. So we must first differentiate between a Christian's rejoicing, which is in Christ and in the Lord, and then something which is referred to as a commonplace rejoicing, which is genuinely attached to temporal things of this life. So that enables us to look more closely now at Paul's words in Philippians 4. He does say, rejoice in the Lord always. And notice he is adamant. He says, and again I say rejoice. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, Paul sends out another message of this nature. And he says, rejoice evermore. But notice he says in the very next breath, pray without ceasing. Evidently, no one could pray without a natural break. And so the charge to pray without ceasing is not pray 24 hours a day. but rather the charge to pray without ceasing is concerned more with the general overall prayerful condition of the Christian. In other words, God's people are to be of a prayerful disposition. They're to be given to prayer, not to fear. They're to be praying first, not last. And so that's the same with rejoicing in the Lord. It is to be our disposition. It is to feature in the very character or the fabric of our Christianity. It is to be a constant influence in our life, in all adversity and situations that we face. And neither is Paul alone in these comments. Throughout the Old Testament, similar words are recorded. As we know, for example, David in Psalm 34, verse 1 and 2, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Now you read the title of that psalm, and you will see the context was this, where David had to pretend to be insane before King Abimelech, and he was driven away, and that he always realizes that even when he's low, and even when he's got very little to smile about in his physical life, he still can bless God at all times. That's something of the unique privilege which is ours as Christians. You see, people who are not Christian cannot say this. They don't know Christ. They don't have that peace of God. This is what we can say as believers. And then Psalm 146 and verse 2, "While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." That's amazing, isn't it? "With all of the life that I have, Lord, I will bless you." Why is it the Bible from cover to cover tells us that rejoicing in God and blessing the Lord at all times and always is possible, even when tears cascade down our face, even when sorrows fall upon our countenance, even when we can't lift our heads to see another human face? How is it we can still rejoice in those times? The reason is quite simple. Because, dear Christian, we rejoice in an unchanging God. And we rejoice in an unchangeable salvation in Christ. If, and oftentimes, everything will change, and our bodies are low, and our minds are filled with dark thoughts, yet our anchor, which is Christ, remains steadfast and sure. And so the hymn writer wrote, "I dare not trust the sweetest frame," that is the frame of mind that we have, "but wholly lean on Jesus' name." We don't rise and look at ourselves and we're down and we're discouraged and say, "Well, that impacts my salvation, it's no good anymore." It's not the frame of mind that determines the state of your salvation, but the promise of God and the word of Scripture. You go back to Luke 10 and verse 20. The Lord Jesus told his disciples not to rejoice in the power which they had over the enemy and that supernatural power they had as apostles. He says, don't rejoice, even though he gave it to them. And even though he says, "I give you this power over such things." He said, don't rejoice over it. This is what he said. Luke 10:20, "Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Why? Because the first would pass away, the apostolic gifts. The other can never pass away. The apostles help illustrate this point even more. Remember how in Acts 5, after being examined and beaten and then released, and they were commanded, "You don't speak in the Saviour's name anymore." Well, they departed, the Bible says, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. I doubt very much that when the blows were firing down upon their faces and bodies and bruises and blood began to flow and form, that they were smiling from ear to ear and skipping for joy because of pain. They weren't rejoicing because of pain, beloved. They weren't rejoicing because of the actual feeling or sensation of agony, but they were rejoicing because they could look back and realize that we're not doing this because of us. This is for the sake of the gospel. This is for the sake of Christ. They rejoiced in him. And so they could rejoice by virtue of being counted worthy to suffer for him. Dear believer, as I finish, it is possible. Even though it's not the easiest thing to get our minds around sometimes, but it is possible, even when the sea above you is tempestuous and the waves are crashing down, to possess a deep calm below. and you may have very little in the physical, material realm that brings a smile to your face from one day to another, but you can still do this, Christian. You can rejoice in the unchangeable God of your unchanging salvation.